Tech Blue Radio Show. This is your source for Louisiana Tech sports news. For the next 90 minutes, Bleed Tech Blue Radio goes deep inside Tech football, basketball, and recruiting. Tonight's show on Sports Talk 977 is also brought to you by O'Neill Gas, Brister Smokehouse, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Rustin and El Dorado, Walpole Tire, and Ideal Portable Buildings. Text us on the Fairway Carts text line at 888-993-7762. Now, here's your host, Ben Carlisle.
Bleed Tech Blue Radio, welcome in. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, coming to you live from the Sports Talk 97.7 headquarters here in Ruston, Louisiana. John Tabor running the board. Another big show planned for tonight. Beck, 2 weeks in a row you're in the studio. Bleed Tech Blue is just rolling along.
Yeah, I'd say don't get used to it, BC. Just happy to be here, happy to be able to.
I ain't getting used to it.
I mean, I wouldn't if I were you. No, Ben, I was looking at your notes. You do a good job preparing every week. I hope our
like,
listeners...
I'll be honest. I spent a good 4 hours prepping for this show.
And, you know, for me, I'm likewise, usually a good 4 hours is typical, maybe five. So,
yeah.
I just hope our listeners understand that, it takes a lot to be, you know, this good on radio.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go ahead. Let's thank our sponsors. Without our sponsors, I don't think we would be on the air.
And as you know, part of your prep, you do a good job of listing out the sponsors for me. They are Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen of Ruston and El Dorado, Walpole Tire and Service, Scott Seafood, Ideal Portable Buildings, Brister Smokehouse Barbecue, and our good friends at O'Neill Gas.
Of course, we'd love to thank our title sponsor, First National Bank. As always, you can call us, you can text us on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762. You want to talk about it? We'd love to talk about it. Feel free to give us a call or shoot us a text. Again, that's 888-993-7762. You can also watch us live tonight on Sports Talk 977 Facebook page if you want to see what goes down in the Sports Talk 97.7 studios. Beck, I guess the place to start, obviously, last time we were on the air, Louisiana Tech had filled two of its assistant coaching spots. When you talk about Dennis Smith being hired as the special teams coordinator, Brock Hayes being hired away from Southern Miss to be the new running backs coach. Well, I caught on to a lead Wednesday. By Thursday night, it became official. Skip Holtz tabbed Bob Diaco as his new defensive coordinator. Diaco spent the 2018 season at Oklahoma, started out the season actually as a defensive analyst before being promoted to linebackers coach in the middle of the year. Diaco has a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of experience, over 20 years of experience at the Division I level. He spent time as a defensive coordinator at Central Michigan, Cincinnati, was the head coach or defensive coordinator also at Notre Dame back in 2012 when the Fighting Irish played for a national championship. Also spent time as a head coach at UConn from 2014 to 2016 and was also the defensive coordinator at Nebraska back in 2017. So you look at this hire, you look at the two previous defensive coordinators that Skip has had. You talk about Blake Baker off to Miami now, spent four seasons prior to Baker, was Manny Diaz, a little bit of a reclamation project. I think you could point to Diaco as being similar to Diaz in wanting to get his career back on track, and certainly a good hire that I believe Skip made with bringing in Bob Diaco.
Yeah, Ben, you may be about to talk about this, but I know that you're pretty fired up about the hire.
Oh,
potentially some
back
armchair quarterback, tech
armchair
fans.
Quarterback, and not Tech fans necessarily.
Oh, really?
I'll give Tech fans a tremendous amount of credit. They have taking this in stride. You know, at the beginning, you know, when I first mentioned his name as a possibility on Wednesday night, a little bit of pushback. You know, you look at the previous seasons, really struggled defensively when he was the coordinator at Nebraska, was 11-26 overall as a head coach at UConn. But Tech fans have done a nice job at really seeing Diaco, seeing what he's done in his past, and we're going to get to that in the next segment, talk about what he's been like, what he's been through in his career, what he will bring to the table from a defensive coordinator standpoint. But certainly I have a lot to share as far as my thoughts on new Louisiana Tech defensive coordinator Bob Diaco. I'll also share a couple of quotes on some things that I've gotten this week from some of his former players, whether it be at Nebraska or at UConn or at Notre Dame. So that's coming up in the next segment. At 6:30, we'll also dive into the 2019 Louisiana Tech football schedule. I know we haven't had an opportunity to do that thus far. Really took some time today, take a deep dive, see what Louisiana Tech has on the table. Little hint, schedule's pretty soft in 2019. Dogs got a chance to do some damage. I know that's something that, you know, we're excited to talk about as well.
Six home games, right?
Six home games, six road games, you know, whereas, you know, back in 2017, it was seven home games, five road games. This year it was five home games, seven road games. It'll be evened out once again
in
2019.
But what's funny, Ben, is I think by the end of the season, Tech fans were not wanting the Dogs to play in the Joe.
No. But so hopefully that can change. Of course, we'll dive into the schedule at 6:30. Also, Beck, I don't know if you were around your television on Saturday afternoon. Jalen Ferguson participated in the Senior Bowl. Had one sack, one quarterback hurry. They call him the sack daddy. Seems like he played pretty well. I know Bucky Brooks at NFL.com has Ferguson going 13th overall to the Lions. Now, I don't know if he'll go that high.
Yeah, I saw an article saying he was a perfect fit for the Lions.
Well, hey.
Do you think the game helped his draft stock?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. You know, we talked about last week how the practices probably carry more weight than the game does. You know, when you're looking at the Senior Bowl week as a whole. But I don't know. I think it can go both ways. But I think he certainly maintained his status as one of the better edge rushers in this class. I'll put it that way. So I'm certainly excited to see how things are going to shake out with Jalen Ferguson. I know the draft is, I believe, April 25th through the 27th in Nashville. You know, maybe Bleed Tech Blue makes an appearance. I know we've had some discussions about trying to get up there for the first couple of rounds.
Yeah, that'd be real fun, Ben. I wonder if Bleed Tech Blue will pay for it for the
Bleed Tech Blue.
Tapes is saying he wants to go. So.
Well, hey, let's all go.
Let's just all go up there. Yeah, It'd probably be good due diligence.
Yeah, we'll get some media passes. We'll interview Ferguson right after he's drafted. How's that sound?
We'll just ask Goodell if we can be the one to announce it when he does.
Roger might want us to announce
Roger
it.
Might not be there. Let's be real.
Let's be real. He likes to stay behind the scenes these days with all that's going on in the NFL. Shifting gears to basketball. I know you didn't have a chance to make it to the Thomas Assembly Center this past week, but Duncan Dogs pick up two huge home wins against Marshall and Western Kentucky. Daquan Bracey named Louisiana Sports Writer Association Player of the Week for the third time this season after averaging 21 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2.5 steals per game. Duncan Dogs now 15-7 overall, 5-4 in Conference USA play. I believe they have 5 conference games remaining before pod play. We'll discuss the Duncan Dogs at 7 p.m. You know, explain a little bit about what this pod play has in store as we get nearer and nearer to that portion of the season. Lady Texters lose 2 games on the road at Marshall in triple overtime. They also fell to Western Kentucky 81-76 Saturday afternoon. Lady Texters are now 10-11, 2-5 overall in Conference USA play. But if there was a bright spot, it seems we talk about her every week. Kiara Anthony won Louisiana Sports Writers Association Player of the Week for the 5th time in the last 8 weeks, after averaging 28.5 points, 4.5 assists, and 4.5 rebounds in the 2 losses. Anthony is currently 5th nationally in scoring, averaging 23.7 points per game.
You know where she came from?
Somewhere down south.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
We got a stat guy on this?
Yeah, stat guy. Get on it. Where's Kiara Anthony from? I'm going to say wild guess, New Iberia, Louisiana.
Oof. Women's basketball.
So,
I'll let you know in just a quick second.
Shifting gears elsewhere, Lane Burrows, head coach of the Bulldogs, will join us 6:45. Diamond Dogs open their season in just a couple of weeks.
Where's New Iberia, Ben. Hey, wow. He does it all.
BC knows his stuff.
Gosh.
Let me
tell
you.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, absolutely. Lane Burrows joins us at 6:45. Diamond Dogs were picked as the number two team in the Conference USA preseason poll. I know Logan Bailey was projected or picked to be preseason all conference along with Hunter Wells and Parker Bates. Wells, the leadoff hitter, set the Tech record for hits in a season a year ago. So excited to get Coach Burrow's own. I know the Diamond Dogs are returning a tremendous amount of talent in 2019. Certainly some high expectations. I know this is one of the, I look forward to baseball season every year. It seems, and I think Taves would agree with this, when the Diamond Dogs are playing well, you get some really good crowds out at the Love Shack. You look at the last couple of years, you talk about an in-state foe in ULL. I know Arkansas has visited the Love Shack. Certainly some great environments. So if you have an opportunity to get out there to see those guys this year, I know they would welcome your attendance. But, Beck, before we go to our first timeout, I mentioned earlier Bob Diaco, new defensive coordinator at Louisiana Tech, comes to Ruston from Oklahoma, where he was the linebackers coach. And, you know, I'm not going to take a whole lot of credit, but you look at the last 2 years, Bleed Tech Blue, what, 5 out of 6 on naming La Tech coaching hires as far as the assistant coaches, 83%.
Which one did you miss?
Eric Link, special teams coordinator.
Ooh, snuck up on you, didn't it?
Yep, right before fall camp. But, hey, you win some, you lose some. You win some, you lose some. But
if you're going to miss on one, not don't hear me say
it. I know you don't care about special teams.
No, I do care about special teams,
okay.
Ben.
Oh, okay.
It's very important. You get the little things right.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, I'd rather know about the defensive coordinator
potentially
than the special teams.
Oh, so, absolutely. I completely agree
with you. We'll forgive you.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take
Lost
it.
A few subscribers, but I'll forgive you.
Absolutely. But, hey, let me fill you in on something. So I tweet this out. I believe it was Wednesday afternoon, maybe Thursday afternoon, Thursday morning, that Bleed Tech Blue – it was Thursday morning that Bleed Tech Blue had learned that Bob Diaco would be named the new defensive coordinator. And, Beck, I have never received so much negative feedback from Nebraska and Connecticut fans. And I was just thinking to myself, like,
I mean, what's their beef, man?
Oh, we're going to talk about it in the next segment. And let me tell you something. Like, Nebraska fans, if you're listening out there in Lincoln,
yeah,
Nebraska.
They probably are.
If you got a signal in Cornhusker country, one bad season and you think the dude's a terrible coach, well, let me fill you in on something. Your head coach was fired in the same year. So it was obviously a sinking ship. And UConn fans, let me tell you something. When's the last time they played in a BCS bowl? Never.
Never.
Yeah, so quit thinking that you're this great person. And, Beck, I said this to a couple of UConn fans. My personal account. Wasn't trying to rile anybody up. I said, yeah, let's be all ticked off at Bob Diaco. But looking at current head coach Randy Edsall, 1-11 in 2018, while having the worst defense in the history of college football, allowing over 50 points a game. And you know what one guy responded to me? What
did he say?
Has the program headed in the right direction based on a former player that's now in the NFL telling me so? A former player that played for Edsall back in 08. I'm glad that 10 years later he knows what the trajectory of the UConn program is, but I'm going to share my thoughts on Bob Diaco coming up in the next segment. We're going to go ahead. We're going to hit our first timeout. As always, you can hit us up on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762. We'd love to hear from you. Give us your thoughts on new Louisiana Tech defensive coordinator Bob Diaco. When we come back from the break, we'll talk some La Tech football. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
When we win, our customers really win. This is Steve Brennan at Brennan Dodge in Ruston. And Brennan Dodge has just been awarded the prestigious J.D. Power Customer First Award for Excellence. As one of only three Chrysler dealers in the state to achieve this, we are proud of our employees for their tireless efforts to put our customers first in everything we do. So thank you to Rusty Wilfong, Randy Funes, Tommy Tomlin, and Todd Teal and staff. We make sure each Brennan Dodge customer's experience is of the highest caliber. Come in and see firsthand why customers are first at Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud La Tech supporter for over 60 years. So when the Bulldogs hit the field or hardwood, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics, plus all major brands of tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service, a name you can trust. Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat, and you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town or at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries, just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, coming to you live from the Sports Talk 977 studio here in Ruston, Louisiana. Mentioned in the first segment, Bob Diaco named the new defensive coordinator at Louisiana Tech. Diaco, former Big Ten, all Big Ten linebacker, 2 years in a row at the University of Iowa in 1994 and 1995. Beck, I know you love me because of how much of a stat man I am.
You love the stats, Ben.
I do love the stats.
Which is so just contrary to you in college. It blows my mind.
Really? I wasn't a stat guy.
I mean, you were a sports stat guy.
Yeah.
But, like, studies, stats.
Oh.
No, nothing.
Nah, you'd be lucky to get me to class. You'd be lucky if I didn't say, hey, Beck, send me the notes, brah.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Did that a time or two, brah.
Yeah, yeah. But, hey, we're both here. We both got a degree. Nobody's asking for the GPA these days. Looking at Bob Diaco, over 23 years of Division I experience. He's been a defensive coordinator at Central Michigan, Cincinnati, Notre Dame, and Nebraska. Also served as the head coach and defensive coordinator at Connecticut. As I mentioned in the first segment, he went 11-26 overall. Not the greatest of records, but hey, we didn't hire him to be a head coach. We hired him to be a defensive coordinator. And while Diaco was the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame, he won the Broyles Award. Any guess what the Broyles Award is?
Best defensive coordinator in the land?
Best assistant in the land, offense or defense.
Well, that's a big deal.
Yeah. How many Broyles Award winners have we had at Louisiana Tech?
Probably zero.
Yeah, you got it right. Diaco is a disciple of Al Groh. Yes, that Al Groh, former head coach of the New York Jets. He's also spent a good deal of time under Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly.
Woo!
Hey,
legend.
Guess who he coached? Manti Te'o.
That's what I was going to say, man.
Hey. And Manti's girlfriend.
I was going to say, probably met the girlfriend. We could ask him about that.
Yeah, we could certainly ask him about that. That would be an interesting answer. Now, one thing.
I mean, you go to the press conferences, Ben. I think.
Oh, I'm going to ask him.
If you want Ben to ask him about.
Kakua.
If you want Ben to ask Coach Diaco, did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
About Manti Te'o's girlfriend, please text us on the text line.
We'd love to hear from you.
What was the number for that, Ben?
888-993-7762. Beck's on top of his game, guys. He's been preparing for five hours today. Now, one thing that a lot of Tech fans that I hear, and I'm sure Beck hears it, and sometimes I like to say the same thing, we like to see passion.
Oh, love it.
And if you want to see passion on the sideline, just set your iPhone 7 up on Bob Diaco, and he will provide you with plenty of video.
So you're saying he's a little bit on the contrary to our former legend, Blake Baker.
Yeah, he will absolutely get after it, and I can't wait to see it.
Amik's going to love that.
Oh, he will dig it. That's the first thing you told me.
Yeah.
Amik will dig it. So let's take a little short look at some of the defenses that he's coached while he's been a defensive coordinator. Back in 2005 at Central Michigan, his defense allowed 23 points per game, which ranked 46th nationally, 394 yards per game, which ranked 75th nationally. He was then the defensive coordinator at Cincinnati under Brian Kelly, where he allowed 23 points per game, 44th nationally, 374 yards a game, which was 67th nationally. Then made the jump to Notre Dame as the defensive coordinator from 2010 to 2013 under Brian Kelly. In 2010, allowed 20 points per game, which ranked 23rd nationally, 357 yards per game, 50th nationally. Looking at 2011, 20 points per game, which was 24th nationally, 345 yards per game, which was 30th nationally. 2012, as I mentioned, the year he was named the top assistant in the country, winning the Broyles Award. That was the year that Notre Dame played for the national championship. His defense allowed 12 points per game, which was second nationally, only 305 yards per game, seventh nationally. It was almost like they were playing with an extra defender on the field when you talk about Manti Te'o's girlfriend out there. Looking at 2013, 22 points per game, which ranked 27th nationally, 366 yards per game, which ranked 33rd nationally. So I think it's fair to say he did one heck of a job with Notre Dame. And I know that Notre Dame is obviously getting some of the upper-tier recruits nationally, but Notre Dame's not an easy place to recruit
to. No, and he knows how to win.
That's what I like.
Yep.
And, you know, he shifts to become the head coach at Connecticut in 2014. But there's a caveat with the Connecticut teams, and I'll list them out. You know,
I don't play much ball in Connecticut.
Not offensively. Ben. Not Ooh. Offensively. Throughout his 3 years at Connecticut, did not have an offense that ranked better than 122nd in the country.
Yeah, that's more of a basketball state, BC.
Yeah, tell me about it. I remember Kemba, bruh. Kemba Walker. Playing for the Hornets these days. So in 2014, Connecticut allowed just under 30 points per game. I get it, that's not great. 87th nationally, 378 yards per game, 50th nationally. Looking at 2015... Number 16 defense in the country, takes the program to a bowl game. Only the second coach in program history to take the Huskies to a bowl game. I get it. Tech fans hate bowl games. They don't believe they mean a hill of beans, but I don't care. You have the 16th ranked defense with the 122nd ranked offense, and you find a way to get to a bowl game. Yeah, that'll stir the soup.
Right.
That will stir the soup. 2016, they took a step back, 28 points per game, 65th nationally, and yards per game. They're also 65th nationally with 411 yards per game allowed. The offense that year, yeah, dead last, 128. He was then fired, let go from Connecticut. Got a nice little settlement. I believe it was a little over $5 million from the Huskies. So, you know, Diaco's feeling good in the pocketbook, that's for sure. He was then hired by Mike Riley at Nebraska, allowed 36 points per game, 116th nationally, 438 yards per game, 101st nationally. That's the red flag. I'll be honest with you. That's the red flag, and that's what concerns me. You look at Diaco's defense.
The last 2 years. Was he not? He didn't do anything last year?
He was an analyst that was promoted to linebackers coach at Oklahoma.
That's right.
So
his last 2 years of being DC.
Had some struggles. But here's my concern with Diaco, and then I'll fill you in. Tech under Manny Diaz through Blake Baker, even in 2013 under Kim Dameron, ran a traditional 4-3 set. You look at it under Baker, you know, a little bit of a 4-2-5. You talk about James Jackson playing that outside linebacker role, really a safety that essentially plays in the box. Well, Diaco, for pretty much the entirety of his career, has ran a 3-4 scheme. Now, what are the differences in a 3-4 and a 4-3? Well, in a 3-4, you have to have a true nose tackle. Courtney Wallace is a guy that can fill that role for Tech, but outside of Wallace, I'm not sure Tech has a true nose on the team. You look at your defensive ends, they're required or responsible for filling two gaps, which is essentially in between the guard and the tackle and also on the outside of the tackle. So they have to be two-gap players, generally a little bit bigger of defensive ends than we're used to seeing, you know, with the Jalen Ferguson type that we've become so accustomed to. And then you have the outside linebackers, which is what Jalen Ferguson would have been in a Diaco defense, likely what Willie Baker will be in the Tech defense in 2019. And everything I've read is he plays a bend but don't break style. Doesn't bring a ton of pressure. And I'll be honest with you, that's not my cup of tea. I like to see a defense that's pressuring a quarterback down after down and forcing a defense into mistakes, much like we saw with, you know, Manny Diaz in his 1 year in Ruston when Tech led the country in interceptions. So I think you'll see Tech play a lot of their traditional, you know, 4-2-5 scheme, but, you know, as Diaco's career continues to progress at Tech, we'll see more of a shift to the 3-4, and you'll see some of the 3-4 principles, and it'll be interesting to see some of the things that he does to make up for the lack of a nose tackle or the lack of depth at the nose tackle position. And the 3-4 also requires a lot of athletic linebackers that are able to not only stop the run but be able to play the pass with a great deal of success. So you look at, you know, Diaco's averages as a defensive coordinator, and this is what just irks me as to why particularly Nebraska and UConn fans would be disturbed by this guy. And I get it. He had a bad year at Nebraska. Like, okay, it's 1 year. Like, I'll cut him some slack. But at Connecticut, he's the guy that, you know, the defense is the unit that won the team some games. You know what I'm saying, bro?
I know what you're saying, bro.
So as a defensive coordinator, he has ranked on average 45th nationally when it comes to scoring defense and 51st nationally when it comes to yards per game. You give me that, I'm happy.
Yeah.
45 out of 130, I'm happy. Because, like, at some point, the offense has to take a step forward. You know, like.
Yeah, and how, but my question is, like, how effective can you be coming in to players you didn't recruit?
No, that's the thing. You have to be able to adapt, and I'm going to get to that.
Okay, part 1A of that question, if you're a player like Willie Baker, some other defensive linemen, a coach coming in and changing the scheme, what is that? Are you
– well, that's
what's your morale like?
That's a huge question. And I've caught up with multiple players that have played under Diaco, and the number one thing that I continue to hear from them is how much they love him off the field. And I think that that's one thing he does really well is relating to his players. He's able to understand what they are as a person, understand what they want from a scheme standpoint, but also able to gain their trust to the point of being able to or being or wanting to almost, you know, as the quote says, run through a brick wall for him. You know, and I asked a former UConn player on what, you know, whether or not he enjoyed playing for Diaco, and his response was, hell yeah. He'll get the most out of his players and brings more juice than any coach I've ever met.
Well, I hope that ain't steroids, bro.
Yeah, bro, hope not. Then you got a former Notre Dame linebacker, Danny Spond, says Diaco is a different breed. He was an ultimate leader and ultimate warrior. He's the best college coach I could imagine. Former defensive end at Notre Dame, Capron Lewis Moore, he'll get in your face in a good way. He'll get after you, and then he'll love you. I had a lot of fun playing for him. He's very intense, but he's only going to bring the best out of you. So I think, and but I'll be honest with you, I don't know these guys. Okay, I reached out randomly to former Notre Dame, UConn, and Nebraska players.
How'd you find these guys?
Twitter. Went and looked at the rosters when he was at UConn and when he was at Notre Dame. I messaged them. They happened to message back.
What's he got a Houston football shirt on for right now?
Bro, my boy hooked me up. And so I decided to reach out to these guys, and that's what they tell me. Now, they could have easily said, he's trash, he gets in my face, He didn't help me out at all, but these guys had the ultimate – and I'm not saying there's guys out there that don't like him. I'm sure there is. But I'm just saying that I think Bob Diaco is a pretty good hire by Skip Holtz. And let me ask you this. Here's a great – and Bob Diaco is known as a quote machine.
Quote machine.
Okay, and a lot of people don't know what his quotes mean, okay? Like, he just –
what did he say about you, BC?
He just lets you – he just leaves you thinking. A little bit like Les Miles is how I imagine it being. So here's his quote. The team looks like the defense, and the defense looks like the inside linebacker.
I don't got a clue what that means.
Yeah. Interpret it your own way, but I think it means as tough as the little middle linebacker is, or the inside linebacker, he kind of represents the toughness for the entire team. How would...
That's not
pretty
bad.
Good breakdown.
That's not bad, yeah.
Yeah. So, one thing's for sure. I'm asking about Lene Kakua, Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Believe she's no longer with us. And then I want to get some...
Too soon.
Then I want to get some insight on what he plans to do from a scheme standpoint. Join us at BleedTechBlue.com. I have more updates from former players under Diaco. Also have an update on what we'll see from a scheme standpoint when Bob Diaco breaks out his 2019 Bulldog defense this spring. As always, you can join us, BleedTechBlue.com, only $9.95 a month. When we come back from the break, we're going to take a look ahead at the 2019 season and who the Dogs have on the schedule. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
Got stuff you need to store or haul or keep covered? You need ideal portable buildings, carports, and trailer sales. Whatever size building you need, they'll build it right on your lot. They've got utility trailers to haul what you got from 8 to 16 feet, and you can protect it all with a new carport from Ideal, the number one Eagle carport dealer in the state. Store it, haul it, cover it. Ideal Portable Buildings, Carports, and Trailer Sales. 699-9426 or find them on Facebook.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank, banking on a first-name basis. Uncommon, people, service, and convenience. Uncommon, dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank, beyond banking, with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank, the uncommon bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, DQ fans, looking for the perfect treat to give that special person in your life, even if that special person is yourself? Then skip the cheap tchotchkes and badly decorated boxes of candy and grab a dipped strawberry blizzard made with Ghirardelli. With strawberry and real chunks of Ghirardelli blended into world-famous DQ soft serve, treats don't get any more premium than this, or romantic. After all, you can't spell love without Ghirardelli. So get a dipped strawberry blizzard made with Ghirardelli today. It's only for limited time and only at your DQ.
Sports Talk 977 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you know has been injured in an accident or has been the victim of medical malpractice, do what thousands of others have done. Go Guerrero.
Get ready for a healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
I ain't telling you.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, live in the Sports Hall 977 studios. Beck, here at BleedTechBlue.com, we like talking football. So we're here to talk some more football. If you didn't get enough of Bob Diaco,
well you hit me with about 100 stats.
Well, yeah, just go home and study it. You should have already seen
them. Did you post
them.
That on BleedTechBlue.com?
Going to.
You better join if you want to see all of his Bob Diaco stats.
Yeah, let's take a brief look into the 2019 football schedule before we get to Louisiana Tech baseball coach Lane Burrows in the next segment. Pretty favorable schedule for the Dogs this year. They'll open the season August 31st on the road at Texas.
W.
The Longhorns finished the 2018 season 10-4 overall. Beck, I'll be honest with you, probably going to be a top 10 team when the Dogs travel to Austin.
We're going to whoop them.
I hope so. Return home September the 7th. The G-men from Grambling State make the short drive over.
W.
Will we get a sellout?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, man.
Gosh, no.
If we're ever going to get a sellout.
That's going to be close, but it ain't going to happen.
Yeah,
Roger, it'll be sprinkling.
That's true. That is absolutely.
They ain't coming, BC.
Broderick Fobbs, 45-16 in his five seasons at Grambling.
That's pretty good. That's a game that we could mess around and lose.
Yeah. Well, you said W.
Well, I did, but I think Tech will win. But
absolutely. Bowling Green on September the 14th.
W.
Bowling Green finished the 2018 season 3-9 overall. Scott Leffler was named the new head coach of the Falcons in late November. September 21st, Conference USA play kicks off at home. The Dogs start at home in Conference USA for the first time, and it seems like an eternity. Florida International, Butch Davis.
W.
They might be the
4-0, Ben. That's a great start to the season.
Heck yeah, it is. We'll be number 17 in the country.
Yep.
September 28th, Dogs go on the road at
W.
Rice. Rice program that finished 2-11. Mike Bloomgren continues to rebuild the Rice program. Many believe that Rice will take a massive step forward in 2019, perhaps get a bowl game. October the 5th, a bye week. I'm headed to the beach. We'll see
you. You literally go to the beach every bye week.
Without a doubt, we'll see you.
That's pretty, Ben. That's
how I plan my beach trip.
That's how I plan my beach
trip. It's cheaper in October. We'll see you.
Wear my sweatshirt, but I'll be there.
October 12th. Dogs return home. UMass, yep, the same UMass that finished 4-8 overall. And Carlos Henderson had over 300 yards receiving against those guys and five touchdowns in 2016. I expect a W. October 19th, Jack Abraham returns to his old stomping grounds in Ruston, Louisiana.
L.
When Southern Miss comes to town.
We cannot beat Southern Miss.
No, golly. I'm with you. I won't believe it till I see it.
Yeah,
the Golden Eagles have beaten Tech four straight years. October 26th, Dogs take their show on the road. They're not going over the border. They're just going to El Paso to take on UTEP. Dana Dimmel in his second year, will be in his second year as UTEP head coach after finishing 1-11 overall. It's usually pretty windy out there, not easy to win.
Do we have two bye weeks?
Two bye weeks, November the 2nd. I'm not going to the beach.
Why do we have two bye weeks?
Season starts a week earlier this year. So
is every team getting two bye
weeks? Pretty much.
That's huge.
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 And especially when you look at the gauntlet that follows the
second. Those are actually like very helpful bye weeks.
Oh, without a doubt. I think they come at perfect times.
Tech fans, it's happened. We finally don't have a terrible bye week.
Yep.
We finally.
That's not true. We do have an after Thanksgiving home game.
I was about to say, I was checking.
Yep, we do.
We couldn't negotiate that away.
Couldn't pull it off.
November 30th?
Yep.
Last game of the season?
Yep. Should be a big crowd.
Sorry, I jumped ahead.
November 9th, North Texas comes to Ruston. You know what Jalen Ferguson did to Mason Fine a year ago. Actually
W.
learned today that North Texas offensive coordinator Graham Harrell is off to USC to be their offensive coordinator. And this is interesting because after the season, Mason Fine, their standout quarterback, said that he would not be transferring and that he would return for his senior season. I wonder if Harrell leaving might change his plans.
But he ain't going to USC.
No, I would. No, he's got to sit out unless he graduates.
So Cliff Kingsbury had that job, and they went to North Texas.
OC. Graham Harrell, who also played at Texas Tech. So they'll be playing
What's
the run.
What's the connection with Texas Tech?
They love the wide-open offense. It's that
this
simple.
This is a crazy world we live in.
It is certainly crazy, but it'll be interesting to see if Fine decides to transfer. November 16th, Tech finally plays Marshall in the regular season at Marshall. Marshall finished the 2018 season 9-4 overall.
You know, I'm glad that's at Marshall because it's always real awkward when we start that "We Are" chant. Like, everybody knows where that came from.
Yeah. It's a good point, but they'll return it to Ruston in 2020.
I'm sure they will.
I don't know if you'll make it to the game, especially if it's in November with hunting season. But
that's true. You make a good point.
Are you still under contract in 2020?
With Bleed Tech Blue?
Yeah.
I just signed an extension.
Really? So you'll be here. You'll be here. Yeah. November 23rd. Yeah. November 23rd at UAB. Beck, that game always scares me. UAB finished 11-3 in 2018.
We ain't winning.
Conference USA champions. They will graduate 30 seniors. Over 30 seniors.
With
but,
the combined age of 614.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then, as you jumped the gun and mentioned, we'll close the season out at home with UTSA.
Really, that'll be the week before. Well, never mind.
No. Thanksgiving.
I was
going to
say
late.
No one will be there. But
yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. But UTSA.
We'll be there, BC.
Yeah, we'll be there. Frank Wilson under a microscope, 15-21 in three seasons in San Antonio. Tech fans think their offense was bad. Roadrunners averaged 14 points per game a season ago. Just looking a little bit into this, some of the scheduling stuff, Beck, you mentioned it in the opening segment, six home games, six road games, only one Power 5 game at Texas. You told our listeners that is a win. Two bye weeks. We'll face five bowl teams in 2019 when you look at Texas, Florida International, North Texas, Marshall, and UAB. You look at the gauntlet from November 9th through November 23rd when you have a home game against North Texas followed by road games at Marshall and at UAB. Is it fair to say that'll make or break the 2019 season?
Yeah, it sets us up for sure to be pretty excited about how the season's going and then be crushed as it ends.
Beck,
Ben, I know
I
I'm
respect
being,
your honesty.
I'm being pessimistic, Ben, but tell me why. Tell me why I should think any differently.
No, you got to see it to believe it. That's why
I mean,
we.
Do I need to say Jamar probably gonna Jamar?
Jamar gonna Jamar. That no, right there is why we signed you to a new 3-year deal. How much are we paying you on your new 3-year deal?
This is the same. I'm cheap labor, Ben.
Absolutely. So you look back at 2018, Tech was 3-2 at home. That closing out the home schedule with that loss to Western Kentucky. Whew. 5-3 on the road in 2018. Really good road team.
Hey, we'll win the bowl game, though.
Hey, we'll take it 6 in a row. The Bowl Dogs. You look at the 2018.
Bowl Dogs, that's awesome. Did you come up with that?
Nah, probably not. You look at over opponents' 2018 overall combined record, 73-77. Conference USA only opponents' combined record in 2018, 50-51. Beck, I must ask you, is this the easiest schedule Tech's ever had?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
What are you going back to, 1984?
You know I know who we played in 1984.
Yeah.
If you know anything, it's that I have my Tech history. I don't know, Ben. We don't play FAU.
Oh, you think Kiffin's going to bounce back?
No, I do. And we don't play Western Kentucky.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah, well, they beat us, Ben.
You're right.
Were you there for that?
Yeah, I was.
Or did you leave to go hunting?
That was you, bro.
I mean, we don't have a big absolute, well, I guess Texas right off the bat.
I think here's my thing. I'm not going to say it's the easiest schedule of all time, but I love that the Power 5, there's only one Power 5 game.
Yeah.
But, like I mentioned, the three games, North Texas, Marshall, and UAB, will make or break this season. I don't like that they're all 3 in a row. I don't like that Tech is playing FIU and Marshall, the two best teams in the East. But it is what it is. I think it's a pretty favorable schedule. That being said, you're a fan, okay?
Oh, for sure.
You have a wife, you have a child. If you're looking at this schedule, home games, what jumps off the table?
Grambling, Florida International, UMass, Southern Miss will be a good one.
Yeah.
Be fun to have North Texas in town.
UTSA.
UTSA, I couldn't care. I could care less
about. I'd say probably the two most appealing home games would be.
I mean, Grambling's going to be popping, and this is why, Ben. First game of the season.
The band!
The band.
The Fighting
Not
Tiger.
Not our band.
The Fighting Tiger marching band, yeah.
But I will say this about the Tech band. Gotten much better
the
past
have.
Few years. Tapes knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
That'll be a well-attended game. You bring up a good point. I don't think it'll be a sellout, BC.
All right.
But Grambling travels.
Yeah.
They know how to.
They can drive it a couple miles down the road.
They know how to tailgate. So that'll be a well-attended because it's the first game of the season.
I think North Texas and FIU.
North Texas and FIU will be good.
And I think Southern Miss as well. Southern Miss generally travels decently.
Southern Miss will bring the most students.
Yeah. So
they're going to be like mad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they'll be mad.
They'll be mad.
But, yeah, I think the home schedule this year is much more appealing. Real quick, right now, knowing what you know, 2019 record.
8 wins.
I got 8-4 as well.
Ooh.
8-4. I'm not going higher. Show me you can do it. Show me you can do it before I believe.
Oh, how about 8-4 with a guaranteed bowl win?
9-4. The Bowl Dogs, 6 in a row. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take our next timeout. When we come back, we'll shift gears. Lane Burrows, head coach of the Diamond Dogs, joins us on the Fairway Carts Hotline. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas. O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
At First National Bank, part of being the Uncommon Bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, MedCamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
Game day can be every day with a new Easy Go from Fairway Carts in Minden. Whether you want to hit the links in the number one golf cart in the world, spend family time in your Easy Go multi-passenger cart, or work around the home or farm with a new Easy Go utility cart, Fairway Carts can make it happen. So make your weekend last all week long with a new Easy Go from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 800-960-CART. Or visit online at fairwaycarts.net.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Want to find out stuff about tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts Hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, coming to you live from the Sports Talk 977 studios here in Ruston, Louisiana. Now joining us on the Fairway Carts Hotline, head coach of the Louisiana Tech Diamond Dogs, Lane Burrows. How are we doing tonight, coach?
Hey, guys, doing great. Appreciate you having me on. Talk a little baseball.
Absolutely, Coach. Real briefly, looking back at the 2018 season, you guys win 39 games, 21 games in Conference USA play. You come up a little bit short of a regional berth, but looking ahead to 2019, you return most of that team. What do you want your guys to take away the most when looking back at that 2018 campaign?
Well, I think it's what we told them in our last meeting before we parted ways last year. Don't forget what this feels like. Remember the taste in your mouth. And I thought we did good work. We beat some good clubs. And, you know, you win 21 games in a good league. Go back and do research. I hadn't done it, but I would say probably in the history of the league, probably nobody's won 20-plus games and not got in. So, but at the end of the day, I think the committee sent a strong message and said play a great schedule. And I think we're doing that this year. You know, we're playing some really good clubs and some good programs with a lot of history and that have had recent success. But, yeah, just told our guys, don't forget what this feels like. It's not a good feeling. You're about to see a lot of teams playing on TV you're better than, and we know we are. And but you got to – every game's important in college baseball, and you can't take any games off, and you play 56, and they're all important. And I think our guys, we got a mature club, and I think they know that going into this season.
Coach, since you're returning a lot of the same players, what do you feel like will be the identity of the team? Do you think it'll be different than last year? Or what are you looking for looking at this 2019 season?
Well, I think it'd be hard to change the identity. I think you know, it's a veteran club. Obviously, it's an older club, and we lost offensively lost a big piece of that team, and that Dalton Skelton. I mean, just a tremendous defender for us at shortstop. And we have a saying in our program, dominate the average play. That's all we ask our guys to do. And and Dalton Skelton was a master at that. And somebody's gonna have to take his place and step up. And but offensively, you know, he had a great year. And when you look at the pitching side of it, we lost Ken Hasler, our closer, and somebody's gotta come in at the end of the ball game and be able to finish it out and get those last outs of the game, which are tough to get. But I think our guys have a level of toughness and maturity. They know what it takes. And, you know, as a coach, you want them to keep that hunger and stay humble. And it's a good feeling, though, to know that they know what we're all about, what the league's all about, and what they need to do to be successful.
And, Coach, you talk a little bit about, you know, it's difficult to change the identity of your team from a year ago. And you look at, you know, what baseball is these days. There's so much talk about the launch angle when it comes to the offensive side of things. And obviously your players watch a ton of baseball on TV as well. How do you get your guys to continue focusing on, you know, making the average play on the offensive side of the ball when so much is talked about these days as far as playing, you know, waiting for the long ball, so to speak?
Yeah, I tell you what, there's a lot of info out there, isn't it? It can get your head spinning, and you know, I think you look at something like Twitter, and we're all on there, and it's a good thing, but I think there's a lot of people trying to outdo each other with baseball knowledge, and I think sometimes it seeps into kids' heads. And at the end of the day, when you get in that box, it's time to compete. And, you know, I think Mike Tyson said it best, everybody's got a plan to get punched in the face. And, you know, our guys, we work on those things, and we work on their stroke. And I'm kind of old school, though, man. You can work on your swing till the cows come home, but when you get in that box, it's time to go. And it's you and that guy on the mound, and may the best man win, and be who you are. And that's one of the things you talk about, identity, and who are you as a player, and how can you help us? Is it push, drag, bunts? Is it taking the extra base? Is it stealing? Is it taking balls in dirt? You know, offense is such a big part of the game. People think offense, you automatically think hitting, but I always say offense is like a pizza, and there's different slices and different parts of it. And you want to be good at all of them, and you know, you don't have to be a great hitting team to be successful. You just got to do the small things and compete and take the extra 90 when you get a chance. But yeah, I think you bring up a valid point. There's a lot of info out there, and sometimes you get too much. And in a game like baseball, you guys know, sometimes it can be more of a hindrance than helpful to you.
And you know, you talked a little bit about on your pitching staff, and you guys had one of the better staffs, you know, nationally. That, you know, you'll find a year ago. You lose Kent Hasler, you lose Graham Ulrich off that staff, two of your better arms. But returning on the mound, you return your top five starting pitchers, and you see the phenomenon, especially in college baseball, being able to go to a multi-inning reliever. How comforting is that as a coach to have a Swiss Army type arm, maybe in a Tyler Follis or maybe a guy like Kyle Griffin, that you can go to for extended innings out of the bullpen, especially on a long weekend?
No doubt. Those are great points. And it just, you know, you take a guy like Follis or Griffin, and they started games. They've been long relievers. They closed out ball games for us. And you're exactly right. It's a good feeling. You know, starting early on, we'll probably be closer by committee. You know, I'm not really sure what our plan will be. But you take a guy like Matt Miller, and he was Friday night for us last year, and he'll be a weekend guy. Hopefully this year, unless something happens. But he's a guy that can, or Logan Bailey, can close out a ball game on Friday night, similar to what Nate Harris did 2 years ago, and bounce back and start on Sunday if he has to. Those guys have good stuff, man, and they're able to bounce back their arms. And, you know, I'm all about winning this game, and whatever it takes to win Friday night, I don't worry about Saturday. I just don't get caught up in it. It may rain for 2 days. You need to win the game you're playing in, and if it means Logan Bailey coming in to shutting it down, or Miller, or whoever, and bounce back and start on Sunday, we'll do it. But right now, Braxton Smith is a guy that probably has closer stuff. Follis does. And I think that's good what we're doing now. We're in that phase. It's kind of a big league spring training where we're able to identify what these guys in the roles, what they're going to play for us. And, you know, with our rotation back from last year, I think most of those guys know who's going to start. And that is a good feeling. They accept those roles, and that's important. So, yeah, it's been fun, and looking forward to getting going.
Who are a couple of newcomers that we should maybe keep an eye on entering the 2019 season?
We got a guy, Philip Montoya. He's a young left-handed hitting freshman out of Houston, Texas, and he's a catcher. And he'll catch some for us and maybe play some first base, but this guy can really swing the bat. And, I mean, I think you're going to hear his name. He's going to put up a lot of big numbers for us before he's done at Louisiana Tech, and he's a guy you need to look out for. Manny Garcia, JUCO transfer from from Northeast Texas. His home's Puerto Rico, and just one of those guys that loves to play the game, man. You don't have to talk him into playing. He's got energy every day. And he's kind of one of those guys. He can play an outfield. He can play a corner infield spot. But he can swing that bat. He's got some power. And those are two guys offensively I think you need to look out for. You'll hear their name. Jonathan Fincher, guy we redshirted last year from Bird High School, left-handed pitcher. He's been really, really good out of the gate early and looking for big things from him as well.
And Coach, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people want to focus on some of the newcomers, but one of your returners, and I know you've been around a lot of good hitters throughout your time in college baseball, but talk about what makes Hunter Wells such a special hitter atop your lineup.
Man, I tell you what, the guy just knows how to put the barrel on the ball. And, you know, I heard a story a long time ago when I was coaching at Mississippi State, and Ron Polk, legendary coach, told his coaches when Rafael Palmeiro came into the program, he said, do not say a word to him. And, you know, Hunter, I'm not comparing him to Palmeiro, but, man, he's just one of those guys who knows how to hit, and we kind of stay away from him to tell you the truth. He has his routine, and the guy just it's kind of funny. Hunter's one of those guys, he doesn't even want to know the velocity of a guy. Don't tell me how hard he's throwing. But I tell you what, when he sees a straight, when he jumps on it, and the guy just, he's hitterish. That's the word you use. And when he gets in that box, he means business, and man, he just competes his tail off, and we're fortunate to have him. Just it's kind of hard to explain, but the guy just knows how to put the barrel on the baseball, and those are the kind of guys you don't say a lot to. You just let them do their thing.
And you mentioned briefly in the open talking about a little bit about beefing up your schedule. You've certainly done that. When you talk about a three-game set at Southeastern to open the season, you also got a non-conference series with Troy, Arkansas State out of the Sun Belt. I know you guys go to Fayetteville as well. Before getting into the gauntlet of Conference USA play, how important is it to, you know, keep your RPI up, you know, up in those 40s, late 30s, early 40s, to have a chance at a regional come the end of the season?
Well, I think it's very important. You know, I think you can point to, I think there was three schools last year that you would say 40-40, and what I mean by that is 40 wins, 40 RPI or better, and that was Dallas Baptist, Florida Atlantic, and Troy, and they all got into regionals, so you need that. That's important. I think the committee sent a message there. Those are non-Power 5 schools that got in, and I really believe this, and I told somebody this the other day. I think every team on our schedule can play in a regional. I think the league's going to be better. Old Dominion was devastated last year with injuries, and they just did not have a good year. I think they're going to be back. San Antonio's going to be good. Rice will be good. I think our league's going to be so much better, and I just think I think anybody on our schedule, and I mean that, I think everybody's a regional type team, and hopefully we have the team that can handle that to play in some great opponents, some great venues, and you know we hope at the end of the year it pays off.
And one more question before we let you get out of here: what must your team do in order to find success on the field in 2019?
Well, again, I just think we got to keep that hunger. We know we got some good players. We know our program's trending in the right direction. We're building this thing the way we intended and we wanted to. And I like our club, a lot of maturity, a lot of toughness, and just the ability to attack that day and worry about that game and what's going on in front of you and handle that. And can we do that? And I like our team. It's just just get better every day. And like I said, just maintain that hunger because it's a lot of guys coming back and there's a lot of stuff being thrown at them. You're going to be good. Omaha and all these big words. And we just want to maintain our focus on what we're doing today. And I feel like our guys can do that. I like our team, and we'll see what happens.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us tonight on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, and we're looking forward to you guys kicking off the season February 15th at Southeastern.
Outstanding. Appreciate you having me on, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Lane Burrows, head coach of the Diamond Dogs. Beck, he talked about there in his last answer, talked about building the program the right way. There's no secret. There's more talent on the baseball field at Louisiana Tech than we've had in a long time. Certainly more than when your boy was tossing at 81.
Yeah.
You know, throwing that country hardball. But Coach Burrows, he's doing a great job. Certainly has a phenomenal schedule coming up. Some very intriguing home games. UL Lafayette will come to Ruston. Good Arkansas State program. You know, Sam Houston State will come in the middle of the week. That's a team out of the Southland that competes for a conference championship year in and year out. And then you have your normal horses in Conference USA play when you talk about Southern Miss. You know, UTSA is a good program as well. I know Marshall seems to get better and better year after year. So I'm certainly excited for things to kick off at J.C. Love Field. I know Coach Burrows and his staff will do another great job. And, you know, you get the question that's tossed around a lot of times, is it a regional or bust year? I don't want to put words in their mouth, but I think it's fair to say after finishing, you know, 39-20 a year ago, 21-9 in Conference USA play, yes. You know, these guys expect to be in a regional, and anything less will feel like a disappointment, and I certainly don't think there's anything wrong with having high expectation. Diamond Dogs were picked second in the preseason coaches poll behind Southern Miss. I believe Tech received two first-place votes mentioned in the open. Hunter Wells, Parker Bates, and Logan Bailey were predicted picked, whatever you want to call it, preseason Conference USA selection. So certainly if you have time, get over to the Love Shack, check out Coach Lane Burrows and his squad. If nothing less, they're going to play the game hard. They're going to play the game the right way. And more times than not, they're going to come out on top. We're going to go ahead and take our next time out. When we come back from the break, talk some Dunkin' Dog basketball. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Banking on a first name basis. Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank, beyond banking, with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank, the uncommon bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud La Tech supporter for over 60 years. So when the Bulldogs hit the field or hardwood, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics, plus all major brands of tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service, a name you can trust. Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com.
When we win, our customers really win. This is Steve Brennan at Brennan Dodge in Ruston, and Brennan Dodge has just been awarded the prestigious J.D. Power Customer First Award for Excellence. As one of only three Chrysler dealers in the state to achieve this, we are proud of our employees for their tireless efforts to put our customers first in everything we do. So thank you to Rusty Wilfong, Randy Funes, Tommy Tomlin, and Todd Teal and staff. We make sure each Brennan Dodge customer's experience is of the highest caliber. Come in and see firsthand why customers are first at Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
Hey, DQ fans, looking for the perfect tree to give that special person in your life? Even if that special person is yourself, then skip the cheap tchotchkes and badly decorated boxes of candy and grab a dipped strawberry blizzard made with Ghirardelli. With strawberry and real chunks of Ghirardelli blended into world-famous DQ soft serve, treats don't get any more premium than this or romantic. After all, you can't spell love without Ghirardelli. So get a dipped strawberry blizzard made with Ghirardelli today. It's only for a limited time and only at your DQ.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubac Ruston Monroe, 97.7.
Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. You know the drill. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, live at the Sports Talk 977 studios. Beck, you look back 2 weeks ago, Dunkin' Dogs, not the Diamond Dogs, we've shifted gears. Dunkin' Dogs go on the road, lose two road games at ODU, at Charlotte. Charlotte, one of the worst programs in Conference USA. And Tapes talked about it when we got here today. Just when you think you can stick a fork in him, they rise up from the dead, pick up two huge home wins over Marshall and Western Kentucky. That's a Marshall program that came in leading the conference at 5-1 overall. Coach Eric Conkle seems to be doing a fantastic job with the program. Now 15-7 overall, 5-4 in conference USA play. Really, you know, Tech beats Marshall 89-80 in overtime. Beck, I know you used to go to games back in the Mike White era.
I did.
This game had that feeling. The Tech was bumping.
I hate it. I'm
not going to say there was 5,000 people there, but the fans that were there, they were engaged. Place was loud.
I heard that from a few people, BC.
Yeah, place was loud. You know, you talk about the end of the game. I believe Tech was leading 70-69. Big man from Marshall, Jansen Williams, dials one up from downtown, gives Marshall the lead with 12 points. And then the little man, how little do you say Bracey is?
Oh, he can fit in my pocket, bro.
Yeah.
Right in the pocket.
Hey, right down the lane, lays it in. I believe it was an and one, but, you know, Conference USA officials, they got a little side wager on the game. They're not calling that. We're going to OT, baby. We go into overtime. Tech outscores Marshall 17-8 in the overtime period to pick up the 89-80 win. Daquan Bracey did it all for the Duncan Dogs. 25 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Did I forget to tell you 3 steals? He might can fit in your pocket, but he can play pickup hoops with the best of them. Bracey played 40 of 45 minutes in that game. But really, the story of this one for me was on the defensive end, the job that Jacoby Pemberton and Rashawn Langston did on Marshall star point guard John Elmore. Elmore was limited to 2 of 12 from the field, only scored 8 points, came into the game averaging 20.1 points. You know, you talk about Langston playing 37 minutes off the bench, added 12 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, did not commit a turnover, had 3 steals as well. Jacoby Pemberton, seems like we talk about him week in and week out. He continues to be that glue guy, 18 points, 11 rebounds, had some really big buckets down the stretch. I thought Conkle did a nice job at isolating Pemberton at the top of the key, letting him take his smaller defender to the bucket. And then in overtime, DeRuji had some big offensive rebounds for putbacks that ultimately gives Tech the win. And, you know, coming out of this game, the big question going into Saturday, it was not an off day. It was a Western Kentucky team coming in under Rick Stansbury. I believe they were picked to win the league in the preseason. Have Charles Bassey down low. Beck, tell me this.
I'll tell you.
How does a team like Western Kentucky sign the number 9 recruit in the country?
That's insane.
Yeah, that's Charles Bassey.
I got an idea they signed him.
Well, let me hear it.
I don't know if I'm allowed to
say
it.
No, you say it so I don't have to say it.
Money, Ben. It's all about money.
Yep.
Tabes knows.
Pay the player, he'll play the game. I believe they also hired a family member of Bassey's.
What? Yeah. Coincidence, Ben. Come on.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Western Kentucky is popping.
Yeah, what a great place to play.
I don't know.
A Hilltopper.
How is that not just under investigation?
Yeah, well, yeah. Does NCAA do
how
anything
much, also,
right?
How much you got to be paid to go play at Western Kentucky?
Well, my thing is this. Does the NCAA do anything right?
Whoa. Hey-o, shots
fired. Whoa! No, they don't. They sure don't. So looking at this Western Kentucky-Louisiana Tech game, Duncan Dogs have all sorts of issues scoring against Rick Stansbury's zone defense in the first half.
It's kind of like how you get me in the studio on a Tuesday night, Ben. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Little money.
Little money. Pay up, BC. Pay up. Beck's making the big bucks on his new 3-year deal. Don't let him tell you otherwise. But Tech struggled to score in the first half, trailed by 7 at the break. Daquan Bracey held scoreless in the first half. Duncan Dogs don't really care, though, outscore the Hilltoppers by 19 in the second half to pick up a 62-50 win. Daquan Bracey with 17 second-half points. I think it's fair to say, as Daquan Bracey goes, so goes the Duncan Dogs. Charles Bassey, the number 9 recruit in the country. If you're the number 9 recruit in the country, and I said, Beck, you know, come up here, Bowling Green, Kentucky, like we'll play 500 basketball throughout the year, and when we travel to Ruston, Louisiana, man, we'll give you 5 shots. Do you think that would make you want to come?
He took 5 shots.
5 shots.
Probably questioning his decision, Ben.
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah. Probably went from a surefire lottery pick to a surefire, oh no, I'm stuck in Bowling Green, Kentucky, did Charles Bassey, which would be mighty depressing. I thought Oliver Powell did a good job defensively on Bassey. You know, Powell's had his struggles throughout the year, but he played some good physical defense. He fouled out in 22 minutes, but also forced 4 Bassey turnovers, so I thought he did really good. Rashawn Langston was phenomenal off the bench again, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, no turnovers. I believe you're learning the trend. Mr. Langston does not turn the ball over. He's incredibly efficient. So, Beck, you look at this Tech team, 15-7 overall, 5-4 in conference USA play, will travel to Florida Atlantic. Former La Tech assistant Dusty May is the head coach at Florida Atlantic. Beck, you might remember this name. Guess who's playing for Florida Atlantic? Xavier Stapleton.
Gosh, miss him.
Dude's been playing college basketball since 08. Seems like he's been here forever. I think I looked at their last box score. Scored 20 points off the bench. So hopefully the Dogs can limit Mr. Stapleton. Third college in 5 years.
Oof.
Tech, Mississippi State, now Florida Atlantic. Loves to play the game. Loves to hang out with Lane Kiffin. That'll be one heck of a game. If I were to predict anything, I bet you'll see Florida Atlantic play some full court man-to-man a la the Mike White days at La Tech.
Right, right.
Being that May is a former White assistant. Florida International on Saturday night. Tech will then travel to Southern Miss the following Saturday before hosting UTEP and UTSA to close out the conference schedule before pod play. Now, you might ask, does Tech have a chance to win out before pod play? Well, let me fill you in a little bit, okay? Give me just a second but to pull up the Conference USA standings while Beck is just doing who knows what here live in the Sports Talk 97.
I'm just listening, waiting
studios.
For the stats, Ben. You need a filler, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, it's great live radio.
Yeah, that's fine, Ben. Listen, here's what I got to say about Mike White days. You want me to give a comment on that?
Yeah, I would love for you to tell me what you thought
that
of Mike
White days. Thought he was going to bust out of his button-up shirt every week, jumping up and down the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
He brought some fire to the team.
He sure did.
Little different style than Coach Conkle.
Yeah.
Just a little.
I would agree.
You agree with that?
I certainly agree. Did you like Mike White?
I did. And you know what? And I'll admit, Ben, I haven't been to as many games lately.
Yeah, you've been busy.
So when I was a student, back in the days of old Speedy, Michael Kaiser.
Yeah. Raheem Appleby.
You remember that dunk, Ben?
Oh, that was sick against Western. Went baseline and flushed it.
I'll never forget it.
Woo! All right, Beck.
Sorry.
You can quit spinning. I got the Conference USA schedule. So you look at FAU and FIU, two teams that are below Tech in the conference standings. Take care of business, win on the road. Southern Miss, below Tech in the conference standings. And then you got UTSA and UTEP. Well, let me fill you in on UTEP. Yeah. Third to last.
Oof.
UTEP's winning the conference at the moment, but that's a home game. Tech's 12-0 at home. Have to expect to win at home.
Have to.
Correct?
Every time.
Let's close it out, 14-0 at home. So looking at some of this pod play stuff, here's how the pods are divided. Top five teams are in Tier 1. 6 through 10 are in Tier 2. 11 through 14 are in Tier 3. Pretty self-explanatory, right?
Right, I got it, yep.
Now, how the, you know, who you play at home, who you play on the road shakes out, I'm not entirely sure. There's some speculation out there, but based on what the Conference USA website says, a predetermined formula.
Okay, right.
The typical Conference USA.
That's what you got to say, yeah.
Yeah, typical Conference USA. But I think Tech right now is currently in sixth place. They need to get in this upper tier. Have to finish in the top five. If you finish in the top five, you can only go up from there. Does that make sense? So yep. Once you finish 1 through 5 in the first 14 games, you can't fall back to six for the Conference USA tournament, regardless of what happens in your final four games.
Gotcha.
Same goes for 6 through 10, and then there's only 12 teams that make it, so bottom dwellers have fun. That's what I'm saying.
Head to the house early.
Yeah, head to the house early. So I think it's certainly feasible that Tech can pull off, I'm going to say, two of the next three road games when you look at FAU, FIU, and Southern Miss. Now, that's a Southern Miss team. You want to hear how bad they beat Marshall on Saturday?
Tell me, BC.
101.
Oh, my gosh.
51. You want to talk about heading to the house? Thundering Herd might as well not have stopped in Hattiesburg.
Jeez.
So, I think...
Is Marshall that bad or SMU?
Marshall came to Tech as the number one team in the conference.
So, you're saying Southern Miss pretty good?
We beat them by 15. I'm saying that Marshall just laid an egg. Kind of like the dogs did.
Took the night off, huh?
Kind of like the dogs did against Western Kentucky.
Gosh, it happens, doesn't it?
It does. Happens to the best of them.
Complete whiff.
Happens to the best of them. But I think one thing, you know, you look at the seven-man rotation that Tech has. Will the legs get heavy? Well, they hadn't got heavy so far. So hopefully they can close out these final five games with some victories, getting to that top pod. I think Eric Conkle has done a really good job with this team, especially this year with some of the injuries and adversity that he's been dealt with. I know that he's certainly gained some respect around the country for the job that he's done as well. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on those guys as we head down the stretch. We're going to go ahead, take a quick timeout. Final timeout of the night when we come back. Beck's picking the Super Bowl. He's telling you who to bet the house on. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio Sports Talk 97.7.
Get more fun out of everything you do with a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts in Minden. For years, Fairway Carts has been this area's choice for EasyGo gas or electric golf carts, multi-passenger carts, rugged utility carts for work, and EasyGos for hunting too. With a full line of accessories and expert service department, Fairway Carts delivers it all. Come by the showroom on Highway 531 in Minden, just north of I-20, or call 800-960-CART.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat, and you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoked cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town or at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas. O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
Sports Talk 977 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you know has been injured in an accident or has been the victim of medical malpractice, do what thousands of others have done. Go Guerrero.
Time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries, just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. It's time to put a bow on it. Beck, only two more shows.
True. What are we going to do with our lives on Tuesday night?
Bruh, probably just relax.
Probably.
Not make the big bucks. Beck, if I was to ask you, where is the best place to find Louisiana Tech news and information? What would you tell me?
I'd tell you BleedTechBlue.com, bro.
Preach.
I mean, that's not just I just spit everywhere. That's not me being biased.
Only $9.95 a month.
I don't even like you that much to just say that unless I meant it.
Only $9.95 a month.
Tabes for sure don't like you that much, and he's nodding his head in agreement that it's the best place.
Absolutely.
Tabes just counting down the minutes till you get out of here.
Yeah, Tabes is ready for me to go, but that's all right. That's all right. I understand. So BleedTechBlue.com, only $9.95 a month. Skip Holtz and his staff, we mentioned Bob Diaco hired as the new defensive coordinator, hosted quite a few recruits this weekend, picked up one commitment number 16 of the 2019 class. But here's a caveat, it's not public. Join us, BleedTechBlue.com, only $9.95 a month to hear the latest on who the new commitment is for the Dawgs. Here's a little secret. He plays in the trenches. It was a place of need, a big get, and I'm certainly happy that Coach Holtz and his staff picked up this recruit. They'll host a few more recruits to the final weekend that players will be able to visit before National Signing Day on February the 6th.
You think there's a sense of relief when you're done recruiting? It's like, man, now we can focus on the season?
More like it's time to start on 2020. And I believe,
really?
Oh, the staff's already been hitting 2020 like it's going out of style. Already over 45 offers out to high school kids. You can join us, BleedTechBlue.com, for a full list of those kids. Certainly some impressive kids. Tech hosted a junior day this past weekend as well. And some really solid recruits that visited, including an LSU commit.
Well, just come on down to Ruston.
Come on, check us out. So, big recruiting weekend, like I mentioned, February 6th, National Signing Day. Next week when we're on the air will be February the 5th. We'll take a brief dive probably. We'll have a good understanding of who is expected to sign, who Tech might lose, who Tech might corral at the last minute. Of course, BleedTechBlue.com is everything you will need. Signing Day Central, we'll have it covered. Side note, I'll be off work that day, so I will have it covered from start to finish.
Listen to this, Bleed Tech Blue faithful. We're talking about going to the draft in April. The NFL draft in Nashville. And Ben just said, I don't want to take a day off of work to go to the draft.
I believe I said two.
But he will, without question, take a day off for signing day.
Yeah.
Ben, I mean,
we are your recruiting home for La Tech football.
He's choosing La Tech signing day over a bro weekend in Nashville for the NFL draft. Wow.
Yeah.
That's worth my $9.95 a month, Ben.
Well, you drive.
I'm saying, like, the fact that you're willing to.
Nah, listen.
That's incredible.
I'll tell you one thing. National signing day. Whether it's the early,
that's BC's Christmas, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Whether it's the early period or the late period, I just absolutely love it. And listen, be honest with you.
Be honest, man.
Your boy spends a lot of time on Twitter, chasing down high school kids all the time. Sound like a total loser, but it's pretty cool when you've developed a relationship with these kids and they finally commit, and you get to find out, you know, the things that they were drawn to at Louisiana Tech. Pretty cool, I must admit.
I mean, you do good.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. So, Beck, I don't know if you've heard, but coming up Sunday night, Super Bowl 53.
Oh, I've heard.
Rams and Patriots.
A lot of people in North Louisiana and South Louisiana will not be watching, Ben. Have you heard that?
Question for all three of you. Tapes, will you be watching the Super Bowl?
I'm going to watch, but I'm not going to any kind of parties or anything.
he's declaring his dissatisfaction.
I will be in full ornery, pissed off Tabor mood.
Tabes, I love
it. I'm bitter, buddy.
I love it.
But yeah, I'm going to watch.
I mean, Tabes, in a week of radio, 2 weeks of radio, have you gotten to voice how you feel about that?
He just said he's pissed.
I know,
Ben. I'm bitter.
But he's a man of many words.
Life goes on. You know, I think it's a great example of, you know, sometimes life just isn't fair.
That's right.
But you got to keep going, but I'm going to be bitter.
Yep. Beck, are you going to watch?
Oh, I'm watching, Ben.
Me too. All right.
It's more of like a grasping the last little bit of football for a few months.
Oh, you mean you didn't watch the Pro Bowl?
You know, I was flipping back between the Pro Bowl and the first PGA tournament of the year.
The Pro Bowl sucks.
Yeah. Ben, it's all about the guys going to, is it Hawaii still?
Orlando
for a week, okay? It used to be in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's all about them going, hanging out.
And now the Bulldogs go to Hawaii.
It ain't about the game. So they could just probably just air it on Watch Stadium on Twitter, and it would be just fine. The people that want to watch it can watch it, and then they won't complain about how bad the numbers were. Like, people, you got my boy, my fantasy future, Alvin Kamara, playing defensive end. Like, I don't want to see that.
Hey.
If he gets hurt playing defensive end, Ben.
Hey, listen to how much.
My season's in the toilet.
Listen to how much of a joke the Pro Bowl is these days. I saw that 22 of 32 NFL starting quarterbacks have made a Pro Bowl.
Oh, I know.
Like,
I mean, Russell Wilson's out there.
You get a trophy. Yeah. You get. Mitch Trubisky was out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude's terrible.
Yeah, it's a popularity contest. Don't fans vote?
Yeah, but also they name the players, and then it's like, and like, I don't blame him, but like, Drew Brees, like, deuces, I ain't going, I should be in the Super Bowl. Michael Thomas, deuces, I ain't going, I should be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, once you've been before, and then guys go, and they're like fourth alternate. Wasn't there like 31?
Yeah, like Andres Pete from the Saints.
I've never even heard of him.
Yeah, he's terrible. Yeah. And he was named a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, and when they say the stats, well, he's a 14-time Pro Bowler. Well, that means he's a really nice guy and a lot of people like him.
Like, next thing you know, I'm going to be named
in
the Pro
Ben's
Bowl.
Ben's in the Pro Bowl for radio.
Yeah, like, oh, leave it. Anyways, all right.
Anyways.
Let's make our picks.
Ben, I tweeted.
Rams and Pats.
You want to know my tweet this morning? I'll tell you. Everybody that's listening probably follows me, so I don't really need to say this.
Yeah,
but
I
tweeted before I even rolled out of bed this morning. Woke up, first thing I was thinking about, I said, crap, starting to like Tom Brady. And I mean that. Like,
you like the GOAT.
I've hated him for so long, but, man, I'm starting to like him. And I'm not – I don't know if I'm ready for that. He's just – I find myself really liking his competitiveness, and I'm finally starting to believe that, like
– Peyton Manning would be so
– I know. Don't tell Peyton. Don't tell him. Don't do it. But, man, I'm – I don't know. I really think you just don't bet against Tom.
I'm with you.
But you would have said that with the Eagles last year.
Yep.
You would have said that, Ben.
That's right.
And then my boy Nick Foles.
Lights him up. Nick Foles is Joe Flacco 2.0.
No.
Tapes, who you got? Rams, Pats.
I got Pats, by the way.
Pats.
Pats as well. Ryan Allen wins a ring.
With a crucial punt late to pin him deep.
Yeah, on the two.
On the 1 yard line.
I
just don't think you bet against. I think there's too many bright-eyed deer in the headlights on the Rams team, and Tom Brady's like, "What's up? I have a house and a parking spot at the Super Bowl."
Unless Ndamukong Suh stomps on his neck.
Oh, big wit. Sure, I want him to get one. He's a nice fella.
Nah,
I do not want Ndamukong Suh to win a Super Bowl.
Same.
I do not.
Same.
I cannot stand him.
Anyway, that's all we got for tonight. We got to get out of here. For Beck Haynes, for our producer, John Tabor, I'm Ben Carlisle. Same time, same place next week. We'll see you.
Listen for the First National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Sports Talk 977 with your host, Ben Carlisle. Also brought to you by Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Ruston and El Dorado, Walpole Tire, Fairway Carts, O'Neill Gas, and Brister Smokehouse. Thanks for listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 977.
think you'll find out about the Alan Page Award Thursday.
Thursday at the NFLPA press conference.
Right.
I think that's taking place here in this building.
Okay. Great. And then the Walter Payton Award the night before the Super Bowl.
Night before at the NFL Honors.
Great, great. So it's great to have you here. You're obviously doing some outstanding
things. What are you doing in the community? Give us a little.
One of them, I have two platforms philanthropically. One is Ending Hunger, both domestically and worldwide. The other is STEAM or STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Both of those things stem from both personal experiences that I have.